Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Right, hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walding. Today, we have been invaded. The studio has been overrun by members of the Bossoni family from Cantina Bossoni.
Cantina Lune.
There we go, I knew I'd get that wrong. Go on, can you do the intro for me? Go on. In English, go on. Fire the intro. Say hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Deborah Bossoni, with my brother. Go on, you introduce the podcast. Go on.
I'll try.
Yeah, yeah. So you go a little bit, come a little bit closer. Go on. Fine.
Italian podcast.
No, you say hello.
Hello.
This is the Italian Wine Podcast.
Hello, this is the Italian podcast.
No, Italian Wine Podcast.
Italian.
Okay. We could do the Italian Apple Podcast, or we could do the Italian wine. Asparagus Podcast. But we're on. It's a Tuesday. It's a wine day. Go on, just give it another shot. Go on.
Hello, this is Italian Wine Podcast.
With me.
With me.
And what's your name?
Deborah Bossoni.
And?
And my brother.
And your brother is called?
Diego Bossoni.
Okay, is he allowed to speak?
I speak.
Ah, say hello.
I speak. Hello, I'm Diego.
And you're from Cantina Bossoni. So tell us your news. We interviewed you last year. Pretty crazy interview, if I remember.
Yes.
But very nice interview as well, I have to say, because you
told us
a lot about your estate. Now, you've got a new Gravity winery, is that correct?
Yes.
Come on, just tell us about it. Why did you build a Gravity winery? And what were the challenges being in Liguria, because you're near the sea and it's difficult to go deep underground?
Yes. It's very difficult because we don't have more space. We stay very close to the sea.
How close are you to the sea?
5 kilometers to the sea.
All right, so it's not like you're right on the beach.
Yes.
No, non è che sei tu proprio sulla spiaggia, no?
No, però 2 minuti,
Two
5
minutes.
Minuti.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I tell you what, you look like a guy that spent all his youth on the beach. You didn't really do a lot of school, did you? No. Yeah, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, tell us a little bit, just remind us about the family history. Your family history.
Yes. We produce wine from 5 generations and start our father at the end of 60 to produce only wine, bottling wine, with a big, strong passion.
Okay, and made from, what are your main grape varieties?
The main grape, of course, is Vermentino grape.
White wine?
Our first love.
And it's dry?
And it's dry, yes. And a lot of local autochthon variety of grape, such as Albarola.
Albarola, which is red or white?
White.
Right.
And the flavors of Albarola?
Aromatic herbs.
No, you look at...
Aromatic herbs.
You don't look at me. Okay, that's the microphone.
Okay.
I don't have a transmitter in my...
Okay.
Okay, so let's do that again. Albarola, is it a red wine grape or a white wine grape?
It's a white grape.
And what does it taste of, brother?
Aromatic herbs, very fresh, very delicate, flower, good acidity. This variety is very particular for this acidity and minerality.
And what are the best dishes for that particular variety? Food matches, abbinamenti.
We really love to match it with some fresh vegetable dish, or maybe better, some sushi or some raw fish.
Okay.
Tempura.
Any other news at Cantina Lunaia?
A new cellar. We work for the new project. It's very important for us.
We dream it for a lot of years, and we really think that we create a good project respecting the area and our tradition. So we try to use just natural material and trying to preserve a good process of winemaking, so to help us to work better.
Okay, so you're making red and white wine?
Yes.
So you're working by gravity?
Yes,
mostly.
Because we stay very close to the sea, it's very difficult to
work with
gravity.
So what were the natural materials you used for the winery? Wood or local stone?
A local stone.
Which is what kind of stone? Is it marble? Is it sandstone? Is it volcanic?
Macino is mineral stone, marble, yes, and wood.
And wood as well.
Yes, and more land.
Earth. So like earth tiles, basically. But we talk about marble. This was an area where Michelangelo used to come and take his marble from. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very important for this area.
So what do you think Michelangelo would have said if he sees the winery? Would he say there's a bit of artistic creativity thing there, or not? It's not all square, straight lines, and is it like a creative one? I mean, you're a bit kind of hippy dippy. Is it?
It's very creative.
Yeah. All right. So just tell us about the creative part. Do you have like pictures, murals? What makes it a little bit different? If I came to your winery and I saw it, describe what I would see.
I think you can understand the passion of the producer because the material that we use and the light that you can see
in the cellar. Even the cellar.
It's very, very natural, and the floor is really covered of garden and vineyards.
Okay, so you have an earth roof.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so you have plants growing on the top of the roof.
The garden.
Yeah.
For a part of it.
Okay.
We use also iron with the color of the soil.
So a sort of red, irony color.
Yeah. So when you look it from far away,
you don't notice that.
You see just soil.
Yeah.
And green herbs.
So it's like it's blended into the landscape.
Yeah, it's a simple idea, but it's really important for us.
Were your family happy? Were your parents very happy with the winery?
At the first moment, no, because it's a modern idea.
Sure.
So we.
But they saw the plans. You must have shown them the architect.
Because I spend a lot of money. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and because you spend. So right, so your sister's the sensible one with realistic aims, and you're the crazy guy that just goes a little bit, you know, over budget.
It's a good project. I think it's a good project.
Have you given the winery a name?
Good question.
Buconero. Black hole for money. In two senses, right?
Buconero is good.
Yeah, okay, I'll trade by that. You know, we can work a deal out. Okay, I want to say thanks very much to the crazy siblings from the Lunai Bossoni Winery in the Liguria region of Italy.
Yeah.
So we did one podcast with you last year.
Yes.
Deborah, and now we've got your brother here. Yeah?
Yeah.
So next time you come back, just make it yourself, then.
Right? Okay.
Is that right?
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we can sing together.
Sing? you sang last time, didn't you? All right.
This wine at Opera Wine.
Oh, you want to sing?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Can you sing?
No.
You can barely speak, so I mean, the idea that you can sing as well, do two things at once, is absolutely impossible.
Come to visit us in Liguria.
Yeah, and I haven't been up to Liguria for a little while, but it is a lovely region. I love whenever I drive past, though. I love the sea, and you get some lovely views of the sea. And I love the airflow and the wind, and you can just relax pretty easily without being on a beach, right? Without being surrounded by people and getting really, really hot. And I love your cuisine as well, more vegetable based, with your fish. So it'll be good. Anyway, I want to say thanks to the Crazy Bossoni family. They're very, very nice people. I'm sure you can pick up from the interview. It's probably not the most serious interview. I do apologise for that. It's completely my fault, not their fault. But you are a very nice family. And I'm glad to hear that your winery has been built successfully. And I wish you many years of success with your winery. And hope your brand, hope your name, hope your family name can help put Liguria on the map, because it's a beautiful region.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
no worries. You. Yeah, take care. Take care, you guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.